from KQED.
Over the last year, our series Shifting Gears has explored what it takes to grow manufacturing in California. There's no question it's cheaper to make stuff in China, but it is possible to make manufacturing pencil out here, as we explore today in the second of two stories. It's moving day in Gilroy for green vehicles. An 18-wheeler has shown up with a heavy-duty forklift, which sets to work picking up the company's modest clutch of industrial equipment as co-founder Mike Ryan looks on.
We're leaving.
5,000 square feet was enough in the beginning, but now the three-year-old startup needs room to grow. This haul is headed to Salinas, where 80,000 square feet lie waiting.
The vast majority of our customers will be in California. Probably 90% will be along the west coast of the United States. So we think it makes sense to produce here in California, to sell here in California.
Green Vehicles is really tiny. The privately held firm has built 20 electric vehicles so far, $25,000 three-wheelers named Triax that fly on the freeway. From the inside, the Triax looks like any other sporty two-seater. With a name like Triax, you'd be right in guessing there isn't much of a marketing department. Except for forays to the Detroit Auto Show, Green Vehicles hasn't done much to cultivate its customer base other than to put up a website.
Because we didn't want to spike the demand before we had the ability to really produce enough volume to satisfy it.
Nearly everybody in the company comes from California. Ryan comes from semiconductor design, others from high tech, defense, even automotive manufacturing.
There is a big benefit to being in and around the Silicon Valley area. There's just a huge amount of talent, as well having Stanford close by, Berkeley close by. These are all good things for an industry that is so technology-focused.
So how will Green Vehicles afford 80,000 square feet in Salinas? In large part with a generous package of incentives from the city. $600,000 over 2 years, a pledge to buy $100,000 worth of the company's vehicles, the tax breaks that come with being part of the Salinas Valley Enterprise Zone, a promise to install charging infrastructure in the region, and reduced rent in what used to be a Firestone tire plant. Salinas Mayor Dennis Donahue.
Our goal was get them here because we know wherever there's manufacturing or assembly, there's going to be a supplier base that accompanies that.
All over California, companies big and small produce everything from rearview mirrors to powertrains. And Salinas, better known for agriculture, wants to develop a manufacturing cluster around the company.
We got room. In fact, anyone within the sound of my listening voice, feel free to contact me directly at City Hall. Now, we're not naive. 5 years from now, somebody else may own them. Consolidation is going to take place, but if we're up and running here and we're a unique spot, we think we win.
Salinas also helped Green Vehicles and its Fremont-based battery partner win $5 million from the California Energy Commission. The agency has a 7-year mandate to spend money from smog checks, DMV registrations, and the like to help wean the state off of petroleum. That spigot closes, though, in 2014. Commission Vice Chair Jim Boyd says California simply can't spend what China can to jumpstart green tech companies.
They pride themselves on bragging about their form of government being far more practical in terms of the ability to do this. But thank you, I'll take the American way. We are able to do quite well so far with our more limited amounts of money just by having very positive policies like here in California oriented towards stimulating these kinds of green industries in California, if not in the United States.
A Green Vehicles employee takes a spin in a Triax around the vast empty warehouse in Salinas. This company of 15 people hopes to employ 100 by the end of next year and make more than 11,000 Triax by 2015. It's an open question whether the market for zippy three-wheelers will be that big. Analysts anticipate the industry is headed for a shakeout and that most small electric vehicle makers will sell their intellectual property to big automakers and roll off into the sunset. See photos of the Triax online. Look for the link to Shifting Gears at our website, californiareport.org.